Blog Talk Radio.
Lizzie T Radio Show.
Canadian show, North American radio show, and now worldwide show, the Lizzie T Blog Talk Radio Show. She wants to know who you are, what you do, your contact info, anything new? And now welcome the amazing Lizzie T.
Lizzie T Radio Show.
Canadian show, North American radio show, and now worldwide show. The Lizzie T Blog Talk Radio Show. She wants to know who you are, what you do, your contact info, anything new? And now, welcome the amazing Lizzie T.
Hello, hello, and welcome, welcome, everyone. I'm your host and the producer of the Lizzie T Radio Show and also the TV show. We are today, this show, so if you are calling in, unfortunately, you wouldn't be able to speak to us live because today is a Friday the 10th, and this show was recorded on another day. But nevertheless, we have an amazing guest with a very amazing story, and somebody that really has an amazing cause. You know how I like to bring really special causes and really amazing people with great ideas and or books. Well, today is not the exception. We have that prepared for you today. We're going to be talking to Maria Catarino, and well, she's going to talk all about what she did, about herself and about her project and about her mission. But before I bring my guests on, I just wanted to make sure that I take my couple of minutes of my precious time, of your precious time, to thank my listeners. I have to, because without you, this show could not be possible. You know how important it is for me to thank everyone that is listening to us all over the world. Yes, you heard it right, all over the world. This show has reached over 38 countries right now. So my goodness, talk about exposure. Talk about the really hard work that we've had gone through the last 2.5 years here at the Lizzie T Radio Show. So thank you so much, guys. Big applause to you, because this is really what it is all about. I wanted to make sure that I've acknowledged, especially, I'm just going to go through the continents, because if I start speaking to about every single country that we have in our world map that we have reached, we are never going to be leaving, and definitely we need to get on with the show. So thank you, Australia. Thank you, North America, South America. Thank you so much, Europe. Thank you for my listeners in Africa. The islands, we have Cuba, we have Jamaica, on. And again, I want to thank you guys so, so much for the support and for being part of this amazing network that we have created right here in Toronto, Canada. But we are reaching places in the world that it was my dream to reach. And here it is. Here we are with amazing support. Also, I wanted to make sure that this is a radio show, and right after my interview, we will be playing some songs. So for you that needs that little bit of an extra exposure, for you that need, today we have three submissions as always. Remember how we started with one submission and we started playing one song, and then we got so many MP3s, and now we're up to three. Today we're playing Andrea Goodman. She is a Canadian singer-songwriter from Toronto, Canada. The song that she submitted is called Pages. We will also be playing a song from Sorrentis. He is a singer-songwriter from Los Angeles, the United States. Thank you so much. The song is called The Happiness Time. And last but not least, we will be playing a submission that it was sent to us from Nashville. And Linda is named a very, very awesome country song. And again, thank you so much for submitting. Today, we're being sponsored. Thank you again for the sponsors. We're being sponsored by NatureNova.ca. NatureNova is a company that promotes nature programs within the school, within camps. And if you're interested to know more about nature, look up at NatureNova.ca. We also being sponsored by Alta Total Fitness. Alta Total Program for on the weekend. And if you're interested to know more about, check out her social media, Alta Total Fitness, on Facebook, altatotalfitness.com. Right now, she is running a program this weekend. It's cardio kickboxing. It's a free class, and if you decided to sign up, it's 50% off. Now, don't forget to mention you heard it on the Lizzie D Radio Show. So thank you so much, Alta, for sponsoring our show, and this is great. Moving on, we have the International Day, and today is the International Day of?
Today is the International Day of Happiness, so happy International Happiness Day.
So, with all of my housekeeping pretty much being taken care of, let's hear, we have a biography from Maria Cattarino, and so let's hear that for now, and we'll bring her on.
Cattarino House is a children's wellness center located in Hamilton, Ontario. Cattarino House programs are free of charge and no referral is required. The Cattarino House offers wellness programs to children ages 4 to 18 years old who are currently diagnosed with cancer, brain tumor, and who are receiving palliative care. The mission of the Cattarino House is to enhance the quality of life for children ages 4 to 18 living with cancer. They're dedicated to improve the quality of the life of the children and teens living with life-threatening cancer. The reason they exist is when a child is diagnosed with cancer, brain tumor, of receiving palliative care, it affects the whole family, and often one parent leaves work to take care of their ill child. And the family then faces the financial burden as a result. This impacts families that have to explore alternative therapies to help their children, but due to their financial situation, they cannot. For the parents that do have work insurance, many times alternative therapy are not covered. Cattarino House was created to support these children and their families on their journey. Cattarino House will create an everlasting impact on children and their families by becoming their home away from home. When a child enters the center, they feel at ease, participating of many of the programs offered. with kind and supportive volunteers. They provide these services for free so children can explore art, music therapy, meditation, without becoming a financial burden to their family.
Oh, and that was a pretty interesting biography. So, thank you so much for sharing. Let's welcome with a warm applause from Tisha. Just how you guys know. Hello, Maria, and welcome to the Lizzie T Radio Show. How are you doing today?
I am doing great. Thank you, Lizzie, for inviting me onto your radio show.
It's my pleasure, hon. And this is really what it's all about, connecting with people, helping causes. So for the audience, people that are listening to us today on Friday, all over the world, and they don't know about yourself. I mean, we heard a little bit on the bio, but just let's get a little bit personal. Are you married? Do you have question number one? And question number two, how did you get started on the Katarina House?
Oh, okay. So question number one, I am married. I've been happily married for 27 years, and I have two children, a son named Jesse, he's 23 years old, and a daughter named Nicole, she is 20. With Katarina House, the reason I started that is actually I used to be a volunteer with cancer patients, and I was a Reiki practitioner. And I did that for 4 years and absolutely loved it. Would go into the hospitals and give a Reiki treatment. And then one day I just asked, I wanted to work with children. And then I found out, they told me, no, we don't do that. I thought, really? And I had this desire to really work with children in a wellness center. So I searched and I couldn't find anything in my city. Then a friend of mine told me about Darling Home for Children. It's a children's hospice and respite home in Milton. So off I went, volunteered there for a year, absolutely loved volunteering there and watching all the volunteers make such a huge difference in those children's lives. And within that year, parents would share stories about how there was no wellness center for children. And then it just really pulled at my heartstrings, and I needed to do that. I felt like we needed to have something like that. So through a lot of hard work and determination, we were finally approved by the government, and we are now a registered charity, and we are able to provide free wellness programs for children ages 4 to 18 years old diagnosed with cancer, brain tumor, or any child that is palliative. Right now we're located in Hamilton, and my goal is to be all over Ontario. I want to make sure that no child goes without this service if a parent is looking for it.
Wow, I need to applaud.
Well, thank you.
When you're talking about wellness center, because I know that there is some sort of center for kids with, unfortunately, with cancer and brain tumors and things like that. But when you're talking about a wellness center, what exactly is it that you're referring to? What type of center from the ones that you hear out there, from the ones that some kids go?
Okay, so with the government, we are approved for art and music therapy, kids mindful meditation, and Reiki. And then my hope is,
yes,
as we create the awareness that the charity exists and as children come in, that maybe perhaps they want to see massage therapy too. Because a lot of these services, you have to pay for them on your own. So this way, parents can come in and they tell us what they need, and we'll try and make it happen for the children. And then our biggest goal is to eventually have these services go into the homes for the children that are too sick to come to us. I want to be able to go to them and provide the services there and make their day.
Wow. Telling me that in Canada, or maybe perhaps in Hamilton area, Ontario, there is no such a thing nowadays. My goodness, what a vision. I mean, for you to be able to foresee a need like that, this is incredible. I've actually never thought of searching for a wellness center for kids or people like with those type of diseases. But here you are finding a need, and not only you just not doing nothing about it, you created this Katarina House, which is amazing. Now, how are you able to finance this? Other than
we're very blessed. It is straight donations from people and developing community partnerships that are supporting us, because we do not get any government funding. We actually have a dinner dance coming up September 26th, and we're looking for sponsors and donations, because all of that money is going to go back into the programs for the children.
So you heard it, everyone. September 26th. 2015, this year, right after kids go back to school. If you are in the Hamilton area, make sure that you attend this event so you are able to help out. You heard it that we're looking for sponsors. We're looking for people that are able to donate. And, definitely the sky is the limit. And when it comes to helping kids with cancer and brain tumor, I don't think any effort goes unknown. So for the listeners that are listening to us right now today, Friday the 10th, and they want to be able to take part of it, how can they be in touch with you? And this is really what the Lizzie Show is all about. Tell us who you are, what you do, contact people. So how do people get in contact with you? Can you share with my audience the website?
They can go to www.katarinohouse, and our information is there for our sponsorship. They can email us at katarinohouse@gmail.com, or they can call me at 905-730-1737.
Fantastic. And by the way, everyone, I will have the link. This show is recorded, so you're listening to the recorded version. Sorry you guys cannot call in, but that's okay. But it will have a radio button application for the website. It will be all underneath the social media, so you can link to the Katarina House. You can link and find out more information how to get in touch with Maria. If there is anything that we can do to help those kids, to help this organization, again, no little help is no help at all. So, Maria, one thing I'm curious about, because a lot of people have ideas like what you had, is it a personal experience? Is somebody in your family or somebody that you know that unfortunately suffers with any of those issues?
For me, it was actually meeting parents whose children had passed away, and they had shared their stories with me. And then for me, as I sat with it over a year, I just thought, oh my goodness, what if this is one of my children or one of my nieces or nephew or one of the young children in the neighborhood? I just started to think, like, that's not right. Like, we need to have this for our kids. And I'm creating this, and I want the parents to come in, and I want those children's voices to be heard and for them to share with us, we need this. This helps us feel better, and I want to be able to create it for them and empower the children and the families.
That is beautiful that you're taking the ownership and you're taking the initiative to start something like this. I have to tell you, not a lot of people have the courage.
Oh, thank you. I think it's just faith and sheer determination that we need to have this. We have it for adults
Absolutely.
Living with cancer, so let's have it for our children in every city.
So how long now how long have you been running the Katarina House?
So we got it approved October 2013. We received our charitable status, And then we have been working with our board members behind the scenes to get everything ready, interviewing all our volunteers. So now we have 19 volunteers. We have partnerships with Fermata, and they will be providing all the music and art therapy for the children. And we have our board of directors, and now it's just creating the awareness so parents know that we're out there and they can come see us.
And I am definitely going to be doing my part to Maria, just to make sure that people in Ontario, you never know in Canada, I mean, this show is heard all over the world, that they can get in contact with you. Because if you found that there was no such a thing here in Ontario, in the Hamilton area, perhaps there is no such a thing across Canada, and people could be using this. When you are saying that you're hearing parents that I wish a trauma like this, and when you hear those good stories, I think that motivates you. And that's one of the other questions that I want to ask you. Other than hearing from parents, or what would you say that inspires you to do what you're doing?
To be quite honest, it is the parents. It is their stories. It is watching other young children being so inspired to help with the charity. I have a niece who is 11 years old who has cut her hair for cancer, and she's actually twice she has grown her hair very, very long and donated it. She had a friend pass away to brain cancer, and my niece Ashley Rollo went out and did the walk to support her friend, helped create awareness. And I think the young children, they really inspire me because they see their friends are ill and they want to do everything they can to make a difference for their friends to show how much they love them.
And that's beautiful, to see kids involved, to see kids wanting to help and to be moved by a cause like this is fantastic. My daughter, the same thing, she's growing her hair right now. She's just waiting to have enough so she can cut it and donate it to the Cancer Society as well, for kids that are going through chemo and they lose their hair, so they do need wigs. I've done it 3 times myself, but yes, if anything you can do, guys, help. You are listening to the Lizzie T Radio Show right now. This is a pre-recorded show. Today is Friday the 10th, and it's okay if you're not able to call in today to ask a question or comment, but our social media is available. There is a radio button right now on Facebook and also on Twitter and on YouTube, and you can post your comments right underneath here on our social media, and perhaps ask Maria a question through our social media. She has shared her information. The website, again, is the CatarinoHouse.com. Don't worry, the link is right underneath. And if you're able to support, that would be fantastic to donate, to volunteer, to come up with some ideas. And there is a gala coming up, or a event, rather, on September the 26th. If you're able to get in contact with Maria, that would be just amazing. I will be cutting for couple of minutes, words of my sponsor, and I'll be right back.
Lizzie T Radio Show is sponsored by NatureNova.ca, where dreams, memories, imagination, and discovery soar. Nature Nova is all about wildlife adventure, outdoor discovery, nature interpretation, and image originality. Nature Nova offers dynamic nature programs and presentations for schools, museums, libraries, nature centers, and special interest groups of all kinds. Be sure to visit naturenova.ca and book your special program or presentation today.
The Lizzie T Radio Show is brought to you by Alka Total Fitness. Cardio kickboxing classes, nutrition and cardio kickboxing. Alka's 10 free fitness secrets. Increased cardio health. Better stamina and energy levels. Increased muscular development and tone. Better flexibility. Stress relief. Weight loss and weight maintenance. A helpful approach to nutrition. Cardio kickboxing classes. Your way to a fun, powerful workout. Contact Alka at 34 Doncaster Avenue, #6. Thornhill, ONL3T 4S1, 416-565-4962. Book your first workout for free. AlkasTotalFitness.com.
Lizzie T Radio Show.
And I'm back. I'm your host and the producer of the Lizzie T Radio Show. We are here today with Maria Caterino. She is the creator of Caterina House. For you that are interested in volunteering your time, perhaps, I mean, that's the most valuable thing that we have nowadays is time. It seems like there's no time for anything. So time is more, I would say, than money. So please contact Maria Caterino, and she will definitely make sure that you can use your time wisely when it comes down to an event that is on September 26, 2015. Now, if you mentioned that you heard this event via the Lizzie T Radio Show, I will be more than happy. I will be more than complete. And this is the reason I do the radio show, just to make sure that we can fellow human beings, our fellow, kids. Oh, my goodness. They are the most important thing in life right now. Maria, one thing I wanted to ask you is, and I think I did sort of, but I would love for you to elaborate. I know you have a mission. You want to be able to bring more, but what are the biggest plan in your life? Perhaps a book, perhaps maybe looking into bringing the Caterina House through more places in Ontario, Canada. You know, what are the biggest plans?
Wow. I think at the end of the day, it's going to be the children guiding us, the children that come into the charity, letting us know what their vision is and us growing it into their vision. And if their vision is to be across Canada one day, that would be amazing.
And you never know. It's interesting how you say that the children's won't lead you. And it's so true, because something you might consider yourself as small, and I don't think it is. It's a lot of work. And I cannot even fathom or imagine what you go through, what your groups go through, what you volunteer go through to try to put something like this together. But there's people out there with, willing to donate because they have, and they see this way of bringing throughout Canada, throughout places that there's a bigger need. We're talking Vancouver, we're talking Winnipeg, we're talking, other provinces that perhaps something like this does not exist. So you never know. Social media, the internet nowadays, it's just amazing how things just kind of go. It takes it in its own world, and it takes its own life. And here you are, and hey, you started this. You are the creator, and thanks to you, kids are reached and kids are helped, and that's what is more important. So before I forget, and before we run out of time, one of the things that I find, and I love to ask this question, what would you say that is one of the most challenging things in running something?
I think it's because, like, I was a stay-at-home mom, and I'm not a multimillionaire. I'm just a regular parent like everybody else that saw a need. So the biggest challenge is finding the money to provide the resources to promote the charity, because marketing is very expensive, to get to the children so the parents know we exist. That is the biggest challenge for us right now, because we're a very small grassroots charity. So just getting the word out there, and I thank you so much for letting me be a part of this radio show, because that is the goal, to get out there, and I hope there is a parent out there listening and that they don't feel alone and they know we exist and we're right here in Hamilton. But if they're in a different city and they need us to go to them, then they just contact us and we'll see what we can do.
Great. Fantastic. Again, that everyone is CaterinaHouse.com. If you're interested in getting in touch, please do. I know the kids will thank you. You know, I can't say enough. There's a lot we can do. Right now, katarina@gmail.com is the email, and the phone number is 289-309-9106. And you can see, I'm going through the website right now, and I can see the beautiful faces of the kids. They're happy, and I can't even fathom. Can you guys fathom to think what would it be like to live with a cancer or with brain tumor? You probably can't. And so let's try to make those kids, their life, a little bit happier with the activities that the Katarina House can offer. One of the amazing things about this program, everyone, but about the Katarina House, that I wanted to stress and make sure that you understand, this is a free workshop. Really, what the kids are going to the Katarina House, they're not paying anything. Also, there's a fundraiser, and really, this is really what it's all about, to try to raise funds so kids can take advantage of this. And this is amazing. People are going through a lot of struggles to try to come up with money and pay for programs like this, and not here. So this is amazing. I mean, the amount, Maria, that you're trying to raise so kids can take advantage of the Katarina House program.
Well, right now we are on a website called Raise Hope. It is a crowdfunding website. Anybody could go there anywhere in the world and donate, and you immediately get a tax donation receipt. We are trying to raise $4,000 through Raise Hope, and that pays for 5 weeks of art therapy and 5 weeks of music therapy, either for one child or for a group of children. And our music therapist and art therapist, they come from Fermata, so everybody has master degrees. We want the best people for our children, so we have teamed up with them. They're all trained to work with children. So that's,
wow,
that's one of the costs for art and music therapy. For meditation, child meditation, mm-hmm, and for Reiki, we have amazing volunteers that are donating their time for that.
Well, this is Maria, I have to tell you, this is imperative. It's very unusual to hear a community like yours to be able to take kids. And one thing that you were saying earlier is that if a child comes and they don't have means or they're struggling, you don't want to turn them away. This is not the purpose that you created this. You want to be able to reach as many kids as possible. The one thing I love about what you just said, too, is that if a child is not at reach in the Hamilton area, you are going to do whatever it is in your means to try to reach them in other parts of Ontario, perhaps. Wow, that's talk about going above and beyond. I don't think a lot of people can do that. Now, what do you think that how does kids benefit from it? How do you see the difference between when they came in and when they're taking the program, and how what do you see their reaction or their is there a change? Is there a change?
I think because right now we're still creating awareness, so parents know we exist. I know for me personally, when I was working with adults, we're there to help them make them feel better, change their situation, but we're there to support the parents and there to support the children. And hopefully parents make friendships with other parents and children get to know other children, and then they all feel empowered. They don't feel alone anymore. That's the goal of our charity, too, is to empower the families, too.
And that's important, yeah, to be able to feel different and to be empowered and not to see that they're a victim or they're suffering. This is amazing. Don't forget, everyone, on September the 26th, there will be the dinner dance. So make sure that you participate. donate. And also on this September 20th is the, I think it's better for Maria to mention. So where you guys are going to be on September 20th?
We are going to be in Rockton, Ontario, at Telling Tales, which is the largest children's reading festival in Ontario. They expect to get over 7,000 children. We are going to have our own booth there, so come on out, say hi to us, ask us any questions you want, and you can find out more about Caterino House.
Maria, I want to thank you so much for being part of the Lizzie T Radio Show, for being part of this amazing network, sharing your story, sharing your dream, and creating such an amazing place like the Caterino House. It's just fantastic. I really don't know how you do it, and I know why you do it. I don't know how, but I take my hat to you and commend you for taking this work upon yourself and running with it.
I just want to say thank you to everybody for their support. Please share with family and friends and let everybody know we exist, just in case there might be a child in your workplace at your school that is looking for these services and they're paying out of pocket and they're struggling financially, and we could be helping them. And I want to make a difference to all those children out there.
Awesome. Thank you so much for being part of the Lizzie T Radio Show and for being part of this amazing network. And I hope to see you all there on those 2 days. Thank you so much.
Okay, thank you. Thank you, everybody.
Lizzie T Radio Show.
The Lizzie T Radio Show is brought to you by Alka Total Fitness. Cardio kickboxing classes, nutrition and cardio kickboxing, Alka's 10 free fitness secrets, increased cardio health, better stamina and energy levels, increased muscular development and tone, better flexibility, stress relief, weight loss and weight maintenance, a helpful approach to nutrition. Cardio kickboxing classes, your way to a fun, powerful workout. Contact Alka at 34 Doncaster Avenue, #6, Thornhill, ONL3T 4S1, 416-565-4962. Book your first workout for free. AlkasTotalFitness.com.
Lizzie T Radio Show is sponsored by NatureNova.ca, where dreams, memories, imagination, and discovery soar. Nature Nova is all about wildlife adventure, outdoor discovery, nature interpretation, and image originality. Nature Nova offers dynamic nature programs and presentations for schools, museums, libraries, nature centers, and special interest groups of all kinds. Be sure to visit naturenova.ca and book your special program or presentation today.
Sugar Lake.
What is written on a page?
Lizzie T. Radio Show is sponsored by NatureNova.ca, where dreams, memories, imagination, and discovery soar. Nature Nova is all about wildlife adventure, outdoor discovery, nature interpretation, and image originality. Nature Nova offers dynamic nature programs and presentations for schools, museums, libraries, nature centers, and special interest groups of all kinds. Be sure to visit naturenova.ca and book your special program or presentation today.
Executive producer of the American.
Lizzie T. Radio Show is sponsored by NatureNova.ca, where dreams, memories, imagination, and discovery soar. Nature Nova is all about wildlife adventure, outdoor discovery. Nature.
Got my blood. feeling right now. It's more than a rush, got my world turning upside down. It's something about this feeling in my heart. It's more than a crush, can't explain how I'm feeling right now. I can't explain how I'm feeling right now. I'm feeling right now.
The Lizzie T Radio Show is brought to you by Alka Total Fitness. Cardio kickboxing classes, nutrition and cardio kickboxing, Alka's 10 free fitness secrets, increased cardio health, better stamina and energy levels, increased muscular development and tone, better flexibility, stress relief, weight loss and weight maintenance. A helpful approach to nutrition. Cardio kickboxing classes, your way to a fun, powerful workout. Contact Alka at 34 Doncaster Avenue, hashtag 6, Thornhill, ONL3T 4S1, 416 565 4962. Book your first workout for free. AlkasTotalFitness.com.
side. Tell me what I can do, and I will try to help you. Because I love you.
Lizzie T Radio Show is sponsored by NatureNova.ca, where dreams, memories, imagination, and discovery soar. Nature Nova is all about wildlife adventure, outdoor discovery, nature interpretation, and image originality. Nature Nova offers dynamic nature programs and presentations for schools, museums, libraries, nature centers, and special interest groups of all kinds. Be sure to visit NatureNova.ca and book your special program or presentation today.
Lizzie T Radio Show.
Canadian show, North American radio show, and now, worldwide show, the Lizzie T Blog Talk Radio Show. She wants to know who you are, what you do, your contact info, anything new, and now.